We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Rip Van Pinkle. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for calming nap times, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need to unwind with a soothing story. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet an adventurous little boy named Rip Van Pinkle. Rip Van Pinkle doesn't want to miss out on anything fun, so he decides to stay up all night long. What do you think Rip Van Pinkle will see? Let's begin our nighttime adventure now. Rip Van Pinkle. There once was a boy named Rip Van Pinkle.
Howdy.
Rip Van Pinkle hated bedtime.
I never want to go to sleep. What if I miss out on a cool adventure?
One night, Rip Van Pinkle decided to stay up all night long. He sat up in bed and looked all around the dark room.
Gee, this is pretty boring. I wonder if something fun will happen soon.
Suddenly, Rip Van Pinkle felt a little tickle below his chin. A small pink thread began to grow out from the itchy spot. It started out as one short hair, but soon more and more pink hairs sprouted from Rip Van Pinkle's chin.
Gosh, would you look at that? I have a pink beard. Now that's pretty cool.
The beard grew longer and longer. Soon, the pink beard reached all the way to the end of Rip Van Pinkle's bed.
Uh-oh. My parents will be very happy with me if they do. I stayed up all night long growing a pink beard. I need to think of a way to hide this long tuft of hair.
Rip Van Pinkle gathered up his pink beard. It smelled sweet like strawberries.
Huh, this beard tastes like cotton candy.
Rip Van Pinkle took a bite of the long pink cotton candy beard. Then another bite.
Gulp.
And another.
Yummy.
Suddenly, he began to float up into the air and bumped his head on the ceiling.
Whoa!
He floated over to the wall like he was swimming in the air. He kicked off the wall and bounced over to the other side of the room.
This is neato!
Then Rip Van Pinkle turned himself upside down and began to walk on the ceiling.
How cool is this? Everything is upside down. But I should be getting back down into bed soon before my parents wake up. Oh no! I'm stuck up here on the ceiling! What will I do? Think, Rip Van Pinkle! Think hard!
Rip Van Pinkle sat on the ceiling and thought hard. He scratched behind his ear and found a piece of candy in a wrapper. He read the label on the candy. It said,
Thought Bubble Gum. Wow, that's exactly what I need.
He unwrapped the gum and began to chew furiously. Then he blew a big bubble. The bubble grew bigger and bigger and bigger. It hit the ceiling and began to push Rip Van Pinkle all the way down to his bed. He climbed under the blankets and held on tight to a pillow right before the bubble burst.
Phew! I made it! That was quite an adventure! But now I am very tired. I better get some rest before my next adventure tomorrow.
Rip Van Pinkle snuggled up in his bed and slept and slept and slept. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. If you love tonight's adventure, you may also enjoy reading a spectacular new book called The Shape Escape. All is well in Shape Valley until a big bully circle escapes and causes mayhem. This book is available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books. If you enjoyed tonight's tale, then be sure to leave a rating and review on your podcast app. This helps get the word out to others who may want to listen to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.